my guest today is here has been someone that knows a lot about helping people get out of the gate and a lot about what it means to live life full out. Dr. Jean Shinoda Bolin is joining me here today. And, you know, Dr. Jean, thank you so much for joining us here today. You are going to be a speaker at the upcoming Women of Wisdom event. And, you know, you are really, your life has taken certain direction and certain journey. Do you ever look back?
Well, looking back helps you to kind of figure out what you, there are lessons to be learned from looking back. And as we get older, we've got more, more experience to draw from. That's why women of wisdom are often women in the third phase of life. Postmenopausal is a great time to be a wise woman.
Yeah, we are definitely writing a new book now on what it means to move in age chronologically and how to honor, especially, you know, the conversations we have about women doing phenomenal things. You know, what do you think is happening with the shift of what was and the way we looked at life in our elder years and what's happening now, the energy that's out there now? It's kind of exciting.
Oh, it's very exciting. There has never been a better time to be a woman in the whole history of Western civilization. There has never been a time, for example, when generation after generation, what we who have been influenced by the women's movement in the 70s have done is reinvented what every decade looks like. I remember when Gloria Steinem was first asked, Gloria, you don't look like you're 40. And because there was a stereotype, right? And she said, this is what 40 looks like. And now she is in her third phase of life, postmenopausal, which is like 50 plus or minus 5 is where, and the baby boomers are hitting this in huge numbers. And there has never been a generation like us who have had opportunities with education, resources. We bonded with each other. We've traveled. We live longer than any generation has ever lived before, and we are younger in spirit, and we've watched the world change, and I feel like I'm a message carrier and a recruiter for Mother Earth, Mother Instincts. We can gather together and change the world. We did it when we were younger and there was a women's movement, and now when the planet is in dire strait and really could use some wisdom from women, here we are. So that's what my current, what I call, assignment is.
You know, it's been wonderful to hear you talk about a current assignment, because I think that, for many of us, we've each had current assignments that have shown up. I know, for me, that I wasn't really awake enough to know what my new assignment would be, and the universe kind of woke me up to pay attention. What do you say to the women that are listening to the show right now that are thinking, I've got an incredible idea, I've always had the idea, I'm feeling frustrated, I don't understand my purpose in life? And I hear this a lot, Dr. Jean, I hear this a lot from women.
Well, the first thing I think they should do is call up or gather in their living room about 5 other women that they trust, have shared parts of their lives with, women who have been responsible and who can laugh at themselves and who are, in general, a nurturer, supporter type women for other women. I think they should form a circle, and one of the books I wrote was called The Millionth Circle, How to Change Ourselves in the World, and it's basically a vision and a how to get together and form a circle with a spiritual center and support each other, so that within the circle you would present what is stirring in you. And the circle provides energy, support, advice. It's not a therapy group. It taps into the spirituality that actually does connect us all, which means that at some point, usually there's a movement at the beginning from, social chatter to sacred space. There's a checking in about where you are with what is really important enough for you, what you're really concerned about. If you need prayers for yourself or for someone in your family, then there would be a silent time when in silence, there's again a connection at a heart level. You put out what it is that you're concerned about or who you're concerned about, and amazingly, there is a real influx of good energy. And then in between, you can stay in touch these days on emails, and you can get advice to be linked to certain people. And we've got wonderful, true networks, and we can do it online these days, so that if you really have a good idea, there are others out there to link with. And so that's the first advice, is form a circle. And the second has to do with what I have learned helps me to know what my assignments are. And the first is, and it's all about what you know in your bones. And it's a soul level kind of a thing, which is about meaning. So the first thing is, if there is something that feels like an assignment, it connects with who you are at a soul level. You know that this has some meaning for you. And the second is that women do work best often with other women. We don't tend to want to just go off to battle all by ourselves. And so this is where the circle comes in. For the project, you can have a support circle for your life, and you can also then connect with a few others to do whatever it is that your assignment feels like, and that is that it has to be fun. I mean, you know, if you're just going to go out there and get clobbered, this is not fun. But to have some victories, some losses, some humor, and moving ahead, you have to do it with others who you like to hang out with. You know, so then, first it has to be meaningful, second it has to be fun, and third, whatever that cause is, or that creative urge is, or that spiritual path is, it has to be motivated by love. You know,
and this is, I think, where we're creating the shift right now that is universal. It's almost like hearts connected to other hearts around the globe, and yet we're in the middle of some really devastating time where people look at sort of the negativity of what's going on in the world. It's not that we don't really believe in peace, but what is the importance on focusing on peace and love versus focusing on what's not working? Is there a difference?
For one thing, women, if there's ever to be peace, it's up to women to join with those exceptional men who get it, that it is about... it's about taking care of, for example, the children. In one generation, you can create terrorists out of traumatized, underfed children who are the result of mothers who are terrified and abused, or by looking after the women and children and providing education and health and good things for them. You can shift the direction of individuals, and those individuals in numbers then shift the direction we're going in. And so the book that I'm really message carrier for is called Urgent Message from Mother, Gather the Women, Save the World. And it has to do with the sense that the assignment is to respond in your own way to the call of Mother Earth, Mother Instinct, Mother Archetype, Mother Goddess, the whole maternal side of the spiritual and the spiritual inside, but outside in the world, that women are different than men in ways that we are complementary. So if we are left out of the equation, I mean, women are considered, you know, as a gender, it's not every one of us, just as every... You know, male is not in pattern, but in general, women are called the empathic gender, and men are the more systems-minded gender. So that what's missing in so many equations that have to do with peace is the lack of empathy for those that, you know, are vulnerable. And when you have a government, for example, Rwanda was the worst devastated country on this planet when 800,000 people were massacred in a matter of 6 weeks. And those that weren't massacred were jailed afterwards. And so we had a country that was absolutely devastated, with most of the men either dead or in prison. And a majority of people still standing had been were women, and almost every single woman after 12 was raped.
Wow. You know, Dr. Jean, thank you so much. I wish we had more time to continue this conversation. Your work is amazing, and, you know, you continue to inspire so many people into action. I want to thank you for joining us here today and look forward to the book, Urgent Message from Mother, Dr. Jean Chinoda Bolan, joining us here today. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Start with nothing.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out MichaelNardi.com. That's Michael, N-A-R-D-I.com.
Kick off your enlightenment with Carrie's 12 Steps to Enlightenment Workshop. Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. This two-hour teleclass is on February 23rd at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Call 860-887-1201 to register for the 12 Steps to Enlightenment teleclass, or visit KerrieO'Connor.com. That's KerrieOCONNOR.com.
Change your life. Have you been inspired by The Secret and What the Bleep Do We Know, but now you need practical tools? Theta Healing gives you everything you need. Theta Healing workshops teach you simple yet powerful techniques to create an instant shift in your life and results that last. Join Deanna Laterzo for Theta Healing Basic in North Seattle, February 15th through the 17th. For more information, call 360-778-1190 or visit greenroomhealing.com.
Imagine for a moment what your obituary might sound like right now. Then imagine how you would really like it to read. Actually, you unknowingly write and live your obituary every day. It's time to be more intentional about how you live your life. It's time to find and create your ideal path in life right now. It's time to be the best you can be. Visit BeTheBestYouCanBe.net for more information about life coaching and the life-changing book, Our Journey is Our Work. That's BeTheBestYouCanBe.net.
Are you tired of those negative thoughts and limiting beliefs? Are you feeling stuck and crusted over? Do you find yourself asking, is this all there is to life? Then it's time to do some crust busting. Move forward and feel the joy life holds for you. You know what crust is. It is all of those thoughts that stop you from living life whole out. Dr. Pat Basile will be teaching crust busting at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle on Thursday evenings from January 31st through March 13th. Visit spiritualliving.org to register. You'll be introduced to Dr. Pat's approach to street smart spirituality. Visit spiritualliving.org to register or call 206-527-8801 for more information. And be sure to visit thedrpatshow.com for the latest guest schedule. Also, sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life all out.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Everyone, I've asked Dr. Jean to join us again because we didn't finish the story that we were talking about, and it's a very, very powerful story, one that really touches the hearts and souls and the essence of what we have learned in this generation and hope to carry forth in in the spirit of peace and love. And Dr. Jean is joining us here today as someone that knows a lot about it. Dr. Jean, I want to thank you for joining us back again, because I'd love for you to finish this story. It is a powerful story and has a powerful ending.
This is a story of how awful things were at Rwanda, and what happened is that the women met in the equivalent of workshops all over the country and faced that there were 500,000 orphans in orphanages. Mm-hmm. And though they had struggled together and been on the other side, they reconciled. They were able to get together and look at what needed to be done for their people in their country. And with 500,000 orphans, they came up from that maternal place with the theme, Every Home a Child, Every Child a Home. And Tutsis and Hutus adopted across those tribal lines, brought kids into their families, raised them. Rwanda has more women in their political world than any other country. There's 45% of their national Congress are women. And what women have done together is looked after the vulnerable, the kids, the wounded, the land, and they are doing really well. And so the message that of survival has to do with what women have to bring to the table is compassion, is nurturing, is the ability to say, stretch a budget to take care of the essentials, which always has to do with the children. And if we take care of the children in every devastated country, they will not become they will not turn into terrorists like they would if they are ignored and just discounted. So we really do need to bring mother instinct and mother concerns to the planet.
Well, thank you so much for that powerful story. Let's make sure everybody has your website, and we are really looking forward to bringing you back to talk about the book that you are releasing in paperback in 2008. So let's give people a way to find out more about you.
www.jeanbolen.com, and it's JeanBolen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Bolen, and we're so looking forward to continuing this conversation. It's
and I will
always
be in
such
Seattle.
A pleasure.
And I will be in Seattle soon.
You absolutely will at the Women of Wisdom event. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.